Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Toilet Podcast. My name is Rahilu, and today I have a very, very radiant, unapologetic, vibrant guest here with me today. Her name is Abena. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling actually super chill. Like, it's so nice out here in Chicago.
Really?
And so, yeah, I feel like I was mad productive this morning, so I'm, like, sitting on my couch with my legs up.
That's cool because it's been like rainy and gloomy and just ugh. So before we start, we do this thing on the toilet where like the guest flushes out one thing that's on their mind. It could be negative, positive, something that you just want to get rid of or you just want to put into the space. So what is one thing that you want to flush with us today?
Oh my God. I don't even know. This is such a good question.
And if not, we can flush at the end after the conversation as well. So,
okay, maybe something about like how people communicate. I just think it's so interesting. Like, I'm just realizing as I'm growing, like things that cause me anxiety and how different people communicate can really cause me anxiety. Or like even in like the workspace and entrepreneurship world. Waiting for people to respond, waiting for not, like, I'm just realizing how much that is, like, not causes me, but heightens my anxiety. And I'm just like, I don't need all of that. But I'm in this space that that's, like, the culture or, like, that's how people move. Me, myself, like, participate in it. But I just, like, I'm trying to find that balance. I have to, like, cut people off and...
it's interesting because I feel like a lot of people are entrepreneurs, but everybody works different ways, right? Like, so you might be a morning person and then you have somebody sending you emails at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, and you still and have I to try, interact with them. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And I'm also like, we all have to like set, like, I don't know. It's weird. So I'm trying to be a better communicator, I think. And sometimes I feel like, by being a better communicator is being honest about my communication and also not saying like I'm communicating more with people, but just being a better communicator. So like either cutting off communications when they need to be cut off, responding when should be responding, like have like reaching out when, you know, trying to reach out even if I don't want to, like all those different things. I feel like I'm really trying to focus on that. So
yeah, I feel you. I think I'm on the same path too, because sometimes honestly, I just cut people off.
Yeah, me too. And then like,
I would disappear on you. You will not see me ever.
Like, it's not even like a bad, like a ghost out. It's more so like, it's like, okay, well, this is how it's going to be. Then. That's fine. I don't need to reach out and it's okay. And I don't feel any bad way about it. But I also need to know when like, okay, girl, that was like your best friend.
Same.
I don't think that's like that. But like, still, like, I just need to know when it's like, okay, the only reason why you're trying to, you know, not reach out right now is because of your anxieties or because you don't want to deal with something. Or it's just like also just cutting people off when you're just like, okay, this is like a waste of my time. I learned my lesson. I'm good.
Yeah, man. I'm in the same boat. I think it's a journey though. I still kind of got to figure out the kinks a little bit because sometimes I start to feel bad. But honestly, this summer, I just been like, you know what? You not gonna see me. You definitely not gonna see me. So honestly, it's been working for me. So
yeah, I don't even think of it for me. I don't even think of it in that way because I'm just like, whatever. Like, it's just like if someone's in my circle or people or whatever, if the energy flows that I should be thinking about them, I'll either reach out to them or don't. Or if it's like a job, if it's also business is business, you know what I mean? Like being very good about that, but also understanding friendship. Like, it's just really hard because I feel like with social media and how people interact, you like people put expectations on you where it's just like, I don't even know you, nigga. Like, you know, like not like in a negative way, just like, you don't know me. You don't know, like, we don't know each other. Like, don't, like, we can't set expectations of like having to respond or doing things, but we also have to be honest about it. Don't be trash. You know what I mean? Like, I try to be open and like, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a process.
Yeah, it's definitely a process.
It is.
It is.
I mean, like, Oh, good.
Okay, so let's get into it. So before you started the shea butter, Hannah Hannah Beauty.
Yes.
You were a middle school teacher, right?
I was. I was a middle school algebra teacher. And I taught like electives like hip hop and social justice. But like this mess, like a cooking class. I was pretty good.
Wow, you taught a cooking class? That's fun.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had you as a teacher.
It was so fun. It was basically a basic cooking class. Mm. But like we had these electives that teachers had to teach because I was in a charter school. Mm. And they make you do a lot of things. Mm. But it was great.
That's awesome. So how did you transition then from being a teacher into now owning your own shea butter line?
So while I was teaching was when I was making shea.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And, so I actually launched Hana Hana as I was teaching, and I was in grad school during that time. Okay. So I was just like doing the most basically.
That's the life that I'm living right now. I'm in grad school.
Yeah.
Well.
Yo, shout out to you. Bruh. You can do it.
I'm literally, it's 2 weeks and I'm over it. Like I'm
wait,
done.
Wait, you just started?
No, this is my second year of grad school.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this is like your worst year.
Yeah, and I'm just like, bro, like, why am I doing this? So I feel you.
Are you like exactly? You're like, oh my god, do I even really need this? How do I need this? But here's the thing, because I went through that too. I was like, am I even gonna go through this? Like, am I even gonna be in this field in this way? Like, how am I gonna?
Me exactly. Today, yesterday, every day of this week.
Girl, I feel you. But the thing is, what? Like, I take school, well, education very seriously in the sense of, also, I just take being good at shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm paying for this. I'm doing this. Like, I'm putting my time to it. So let me use it in the way that I can. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to read every chapter, every mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make sure that, like, I'm still getting A's and mm-hmm. understanding what I need to understand. And it's like, I learned a lot in grad school, like being in a counseling master's program, you learn a lot, how to communicate, how to work with people, underlining, mm-hmm. especially building your own business. Mm-hmm. Cause then it's like, how do you work with people? How can you make sure that like mental health, wellness, all that is instilled. And I've always been a person that's like, you know, very connective mm-hmm. and like education and well, like mental health mm-hmm. and that's just wellness in general is so, so important to me. Absolutely. That's like, it's more than beauty. Like literally the beauty industry is like, I'm in it because I'm in it. And this is a pathway of being able to connect people to having accessibility about information mm-hmm. and like everything, you know, mm-hmm. like beauty is so important, mm-hmm. but I've never really been like, I want to be in the beauty industry and like make, you know, do that. Like I didn't, never really cared, right. Like, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was like, oh, you know, as I was teaching, as I was in grad school, to loop it back around, because yeah, I did that. To loop it back around,
right?
Is that basically like I was making shea because I liked to make shea because I like was learning more about my body, how to like take care of myself in this way. I grew up on shea. I was like being cheap. I didn't want to pay for things. I was like, I don't know what this stuff is anymore. Like, I was just like, I'm so over everything. It was right. Like, what? You know, and you're teaching too. And you're just like, oh my God, I try to do my dream job and like teach and work with these kids, but it's hard as shit. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. and it's not even the kids, it's just like the whole thing. You're like, why no one is paid? Like, I should be like, I'm literally raising kids, right. Like that's what you're doing. You're yeah. molding these kids' minds as a teacher, and like I don't think people take that so seriously, and I took my job so seriously,
right?
So it was just like, okay, I can just make, like, it was a kind of an escape of like making shea and doing like body products that mm-hmm. was like my self-care stuff, and then I would just give it to friends all the time. Every time I made a batch, I would sell to the people or have it to my roommate. And mm-hmm. I never thought of it making it a business. Mm-hmm. The guy I was like seeing at the time was like always talking to me about it. I was like, no. and like my friends would tell me, like, yeah, it was just like different moments. Like some people would tell me and I was just like, okay, whatever. Like I just, like, I don't know. But then there were certain moments where different people told me. I was like, okay. And then my parents were the ones that were like, girl,
you better just make this shea butter.
Yeah, because I showed my mom how to make it. Mm. Like, they're the ones who came up with the name with me. Like, it's very intentional. It took time. But it also just happened really quickly. So,
mm. so it was, it's almost it was meant to just happen, like, naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I feel like all things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. During that time when I was like launching, I was like really at a low point. Mm. So it was kind of great because it was like a saving grace, but it was like something I focused on. Mm. And I was like really trying to understand my anxiety as an adult and how it has manifested, mm-hmm. like as in therapy. I was just, like, feeling like I was like taking those steps, even though it was really hard. So I feel like Hana Hana is just like so dope because yeah. it's more than just like a beauty line or skincare. Like, you know, yes, yeah. feel smooth and confident, but the smooth and confident is in like all aspects. Yeah. And I really want to take my time, but also move intentionally and like move for growth with Hana Hana and how we can impact, you know, like from working with the woman in Ghana, not just like sourcing directly for them, but creating platforms where direct trade can happen.
Right.
Where, you know, if you're a small business and, you know, I'm just speaking, if you're a small business and you want to buy raw materials, you can buy from us. Mm. And like being able to create capital in that way for women who are doing the work and right. should deserve money. It's like money doesn't make you happy. I see this all the time. Money doesn't make you happy.
But it's a way.
The things that make you happy in the society we live in need money. Like yeah. people should be able to be comfortable in their homes and their houses,
absolutely.
Be able to live happy. Like Black women, we should, like, we're worthy of that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I can be able to be accessed to different things, mm-hmm. from education to like happy, like, you know, in those ways, especially with the women that I work with, mm-hmm. That's what I want to do in all aspects. So like from that to like how we, you know, work with people, all those things, it's just going to be impactful in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about your brand is that it's very intentional.
Yeah.
In every single aspect of it. And I think that's so important because a lot of times people just go over there. They take advantage of what these women have to offer. They bring it back here, sell it for zillions of dollars. And these women never get the profit.
Yeah.
And I think that what a lot of people also don't get, especially as Africans, we're so used to seeing these women. I was born in Guinea and I lived there for a while. So I see women yeah. working all the time. And it's mm-hmm. like these women, they're so used to doing it to them. It doesn't feel like a talent. It's just like, this is just what we do. Right. So to be able mm-hmm. to show their stories to the world, like that opens up so many doors, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot yeah, of people are just like, no, yeah, just give them the money. Like, it's more important than that. These women's stories need to be told as well.
Yeah, and they're, like, whole women. Like, that's the thing. I feel like sometimes we just, like, forget that people are people. Like, mm-hmm. they have feelings that they get angry, they get upset, like, right. just like us.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was so great because part of the exhibition, there's, like, a quote from Mmanatu, and she's like, I wake up every morning and do this, and I'm, like, I love it. It makes me happy, mm-hmm. very happy, but I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, me too.
Yeah. Yep. And
you
look
know,
at
it's
that.
All about, like, in different ways, but your tired is different. Like, mm-hmm. I have a, like, I'm able to sit on my couch and be chill. And not saying I'm trying to, like, say they need to have this, but what is their, what do they want? Who, mm-hmm. like, does anyone ever ask those people that? Because people have asked me that.
Like, yeah.
Like,
and what is so as like, what is self-care like for them too? Like, no one really thinks
yeah,
about that.
You know, and those were the conversations we were having. And that was really cool because I was like, okay, so you do like doing this, but you don't want your daughters to be forced into doing it. Or you don't want them to feel like they have to. Like, that you want them to have options. Just like everyone else. Like, we all want to have options. It's like, we all want to be able to, like, not have to make our passion our only work and never take a break.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like they're used, like, you know, like if you were working your body all the time, whipping for so many hours, you probably want a massage if you knew what a massage was.
Listen, I woke up the train station and I want a massage. So I can only imagine, like, yo, African woman, bro.
We work so hard.
So hard. So hard, like, man.
And it's so annoying because I feel like there's just like staple across in which like care for the African woman mm-hmm. and like respect from afar the African woman, mm-hmm. but not truly respect the African woman.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just all. A statement.
Like, yeah, like it's just so and just so embedded. I was mm-hmm. even talking to my dad about it.
Mm.
And we were like talking about it because I went home this past weekend and was mm-hmm. like showing them different projects that I'm working on, mm-hmm. Which was really cool. Because I feel like especially with photography and different things and just like being able to show him like how I'm curating learning in different mm-hmm. ways. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking about it, because I was like, yeah, I'm really interested in people's perspectives about tradition and how they learn about tradition, especially like from women and also from men too, because it just feels like there's this sense of like a lack of respect, like always embedded in certain traditions.
Deeply embedded.
And the only reason why is because traditions are according to people. Like it's always like a tradition is not like a stamp. It's literally you learned it from this person learned it from that person. And it's like if there's always been that same message of disrespect or like a non-seeking respect for women, like it's always going to be there.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because when you think about tradition, even when you move these families from like, again, I'm from Guinea, right? The way they treat women in Guinean people will come to America and treat women the same way. The same exact way. And it's like, bro, like we live in a whole different continent. And then when these...
So you're saying the way they treat
Guinean women, like the way they treat women in general, like no matter where they go, they stick to that same, right. Yeah. They stick to that same traditional...
I mean, I guess I would rather that than like if... Which I feel like this is what I usually see is like there's a certain, it's weird. There's like levels of respect in certain ways. Like I would see like African men not really truly respect like in the ways of how they talk or whatever. But then in their actions of like looking at white women or American women or whatever, they're like, they have this like higher like admiration and respect for them. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. And it's insane because it's just like these women are your mothers, your sisters. They definitely confused. They're definitely confused.
Like what? Like did you know who you came from? Like it's I don't care who you can like whoever you want to like, but don't openly show disrespect to different types of women based on their race. Because you're problematic. Like it just be so crazy. Like always having to bring women down. I don't know.
How do you think we can start having this conversation with men? Because I try and I'm always looked at, oh, I went to grad school. Like, especially again, when I'm around my family, she's in school, so she thinks she knows everything. Or like, they think I'm being angry and I'm jealous and I'm this and I'm that. So how do you think we can start this conversation?
Like, what are you talking about?
When men are like, oh yeah, like I like girls with natural hair. I don't like girls with makeup. And then, but it's like, bro, she definitely has a beat on her face and it's contoured. It's just contoured lightly. Or like, they'll be like, oh yeah, look at this Spanish girl or like this white girl, her hair is long. I want my girl to be like that. And it's like,
oh, really?
We are different.
Yeah. When I don't hang around niggas like that.
Listen, I need to.
Because I don't have time. I'm not here. Here's the thing. I mean, if they're your family, yeah, I'd be like, oh, you're wild. Like, I mean, I just feel like I just speak on facts. Like, I'm not about to get angry because it's like what you're saying does not affect me. One, I have to get that mindset because it's like, you know, the dudes out there that are talking in that type of way, they obviously have potential for growth. You know, I'm not going to say you don't have potential for growth, but I'm not focused on your potential for growth. I'm focused on the right now. And in the right now, you're not someone that I probably would want to interact with. We might have a conversation and that choice of how you choose to have the conversation with me, I might want to interact with you in the sense of caring that I would be your partner. So there's certain things that I'm not going to talk to you about because it doesn't really pertain to me at all. Like I'm not going to talk to a nigga about how you know, love and dark, I'm not gonna talk to someone or someone that is gonna say anything about the disrespect, like what we were saying, like, oh, I want this, and black women can't, I don't know, hotep like people.
Yeah.
I'm not really attracted to that, so I don't even care because that's not even in my circle. But if they have a conversation with me, right, and we're having a conversation about this, I'm going to speak my truth and what I know. I'm going to speak facts. The thing is, at the end of the day, facts always win. You know, the thing is that we're so focused sometimes on people's opinions and looking at them as facts. And it's like, I'm not looking for your opinion. So your opinion doesn't really affect me. Now, if you're in my circle and or like I'm attracted to you and you're saying these things, you know, then the mindset is a little different because that we're going to have to learn because obviously I feel that you're someone that I'm so attracted to that blah, blah, and this bothers me in how you speak or this does not work. Like, you know, but I haven't been in that full position. But
The thing is, like, you know, as you know, if you're working in the creative field, you meet these people or you meet people that I meet these men that I like to call intellectual fuckboys. Right. So it's like you're a guy, you're woke in some ways, but in other ways, you're just still asleep, you know? So it's like, yeah, he has a degree. He's a photographer. He's working with this person. He's working with that person. And then you sit down and you have a conversation with these men and you're just like, are you serious? But these are the same men that'll be like, respect the African woman, black women are beautiful. Are they really, like, how are your actions? How are the things that you're saying?
Of course, but that's like, that's what
kills me.
I feel that. But then again, it goes back to the point of like, is this someone that you're trying to build a relationship with?
I don't give a damn about none of these names.
Exactly. So then if you don't, then none. It's like, yo, whatever, bro.
None.
You can only say your piece. You can only say your piece. I feel like. It's like, if I look at this person, it's like, okay, so now I have a choice to either say something or not. Am I going to say something? Yes. whatever how that person reacts, they can either open themselves up to learn more or not.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you can base it off of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can be like, I've given you this information, mm-hmm. either take it or leave it, or like whatever, like do, like, you know, mm-hmm. I just always go back to the point of like, we all make choices, mm-hmm. and every experience that you have with someone could be a learning experience.
Yeah. I'm over educating anybody, especially men, on anything. But and I think that's exactly what I'm talking about, like in terms of just like trauma and I guess mental health too, especially in the African community. That's not something that's really looked upon as serious, right? Like when you are having an anxiety attack or when you're feeling some type of ways, you know, from what I've observed, parents are just like, go pray.
Yeah.
Go eat X, Y, and Z, you know?
Prayer works. Just kidding.
Right. So it's just like,
it does. I love her. But yeah, no, I feel you. It's crazy. Like my first panic attack, my mom prayed for me.
Wow.
I was a little kid and I did not know it was a panic attack. So I like just freaked out and I was like, what is going on? Like, it was just like a crazy like setup.
Right.
I was like by myself in my room. I still remember it. I was by myself in my room. I was reading this like scientific encyclopedia. This is so nerdy. But I
You were reading a scientific encyclopedia in
like,
your room?
It was like picture one. It was like this like really dope one that my dad bought me. Like I was really into microscopes. But I was like getting so excited about the thought of being like an adult. Like, but not like all, like just like going to school. Like I was like, wow, I have to go to school, and then this is how I become like a neurosurgeon because that's what I wanted to be at the time.
Wow.
And I had a panic attack. I really got myself so worked up and overwhelmed about like negative things that could possibly happen that would not deter, like not even like notice. I just felt like I was just like, wow, how am I gonna do this? And freaked out. And like I went to my mom. And like she prayed and I like calmed down and it was fine. And that worked for that. Mm-hmm. Prayer is a really great thing, but it's mm-hmm. like there's other things that prayer cannot just pray away.
Absolutely.
Like you have to have conversations. Mm-hmm. You have to like, you know, it worked for that time, but if maybe I would have had more conversations about my parents, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. those things could have happened then. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's the fact that our, like the generation above us didn't, either they didn't know or they didn't have access or mm-hmm. they did not want to know or did they not look at it, whatever it is. But now we are able to say we have all these different resources mm-hmm. to be able to work on ourselves in a deeper way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how have you been able to, from like going from like learning that praying is, I guess, the solution to now that you're an adult and you have your master's in counseling, right?
Yeah.
How have you been able to like create a practice for yourself when like you feel anxious? And also because you're vibrant as fuck. Like I watch your videos every morning. You are dancing. Every time I see you, you're smiling. Like how do you maintain that like energy?
Well, that's like, you know, Instagram is a curated vision of my life. So I'm not going to like show myself, like I'm not a crier or anything like that, but I'm not going to be out here just showing, like, I mean, I show a lot. I feel like I show my emotions.
I feel like you dance a lot.
I do dance a lot, but like, which is great. I have to, dancing is, but that's like only 30 seconds of like 24 hours.
Wow,
you know?
True. Absolutely.
And also, so I have like, I've always had anxiety, I feel like. And it's manifested in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I've seen different things that have manifested in how, like, in ways of how I move about the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's depression. realize how I how to live with it. Mm-hmm. Like going to therapy, like, you know, I mean, I'm not in therapy right now anymore, because I'm about to leave for Ghana, and I'm just like, whatever, I'm good. I don't know. But I just like really try. I think right now at where I am, I just really try to like move in a way that I'm like, how does this affect me? Mm-hmm. And then being able to make the choice that it's going to affect me this way, I'm going to go with it. And most of the times, if it's going to affect me negatively, I'm not going to go with it. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect my growth and it's hard. Mm-hmm. I hope I still go with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and also learning about like, not exactly a balance, but like how you can move to like be the best self that you can be. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's like how I move in things. Like, I want to be like living my best life all the time, even mm-hmm. if I'm at home. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe sometimes living my best life is in this couch, mm-hmm. thinking about mm-hmm. my life.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. I mean, and I like routine and also getting to know myself and knowing what is good for me and what doesn't work for me. Like, sometimes we know what doesn't work for us and we continue to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think being able to do that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I feel sometimes it's hard too, because you have to be really honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And being honest with yourself reveals a lot of things. I was like on talking to, Brooke Devard of the Naked Beauty Podcast. We were mm-hmm. talking about like when the client, if I'm seeing a client and they're open to being honest, that is when therapy is the most effective. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you go to therapy and you're the most, like you're actually honest, it's the most effective in that way. Because if you're sitting there talking to someone and not about your truth, like they're
you're
listening,
telling somebody else's story.
And, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, we have to, like, therapy isn't something, I think everyone should have a chance and opportunity to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the most effective when you're able to say, I'm ready for this. And that there is a step, and there's a, when you give yourself that crack,
mm-hmm.
that therapist should be able to help you, like, you know, navigate that. But I feel like I try to be really honest with myself, mm-hmm. and, yeah, and like really like think about it all the time. Also, I'm a Pisces, so I'm like not emotional.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that.
Like
one.
Like I'm not even mad emotional. It's just like I really think through shit, and like mm-hmm. it's like hitting me. I'm like, yo, and I have to like also learn how to take things not personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
same. Lord, same.
Right, like I just have to learn how to do that. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, that's why I'd be like, you're just trash. It's not me.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you like, want to convince yourself that, you know, like people are not trash. Like, yo, you're not doing that to me on purpose.
It's about, like, there's different types of trash. You know, there's compost. Mm-hmm. There's like trash that's in a lavender bag so you don't think it's trash. And then it's boom in your face.
Facts. Literally facts. Literally.
That's a perfect fuckboy though, for real. That's like, that's how I think of it.
Because
it's like, you don't know. And then you're like, oh. But it's okay. Everyone has growth. Everyone has times for growth. So it's cool.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's hard because I meet trash and I'm like, I know you're trash and I want to believe that you're growing, right? So maybe you're just in your process. But then they just keep trying to like F you over. So then you're like, you know, you're trash.
I mean, but the thing is like, they probably still are in their process. It takes time.
Yeah, exactly. It's, and it's like, how do you
to make the choice if you want to be there during that process?
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And that's I feel like when I, that's how I look at things. I'm like, I don't want to be here in this time.
Mm.
And it's like, and I can have all my reasons or not, or like it's so unworthy. Like, I don't know. I'm like in a place where I just am very practical about relationships, but also like, also following my holy trinity rule, which I came up with. So dumb. But I honestly feel, and this is the only reason why I feel like my celibacy has been where it's at.
Wait, can you tell them more about that, please? Because that is genius to me. But
I feel like the Holy Trinity rule is if your mind, body, and heart do not agree, no one's getting it.
If your mind, heart, and body do not agree, no one is getting in.
Yeah, because I feel like most of the time it's like your body's like, yes, and your mind's like, eh! Girl,
mm-hmm.
and then your heart's like, I don't know, girl, but why not?
I feel like this should be like a sketch or something. Like you're doing the perfect voiceover.
Yeah, that's it. And then so for me, it's now it's just like everyone I feel like is super in sync right now. They're just like, no. Or they're like, ooh, this seems like a potential. And they're like, no. So it's really fun. I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. But yeah, I feel like that's where I'm at.
I'm literally dying right now. So that's where you're at. So you're not letting anybody in unless it's the Holy Trinity. And I, you know, I think that's important.
But why not? Yeah, because no, honestly, I think it's a super important in that way. Because it's just like me just following my own thing. I feel like I'm all down for being our sexual beings. I'm for it. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'm so
down. Live your life.
But you know, I can't just be letting everybody's energy in me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like energy is super important. Mm-hmm. And that's time. Like you don't even have to like have sex with someone and you can, your mind can be filled with thoughts of them and consuming your, like, and maybe they're not the right one or they, you know, and I just like, for me, I feel like I know what I want in this moment of life right now, but I know at least the themes of things. And like, I also know myself. I also know that I can be a person that could have a sex partner and like not care, like, and just like have someone and not give a fuck and just like whatever. And whatever, if that was what it needed to be. But I also know it still consumed my mind. Like I might not even be truly emotionally attached to them. And I know that, but it would be a thought process that would be in my mind, which would take me away from other great things that I could be doing.
Wow.
So it's like, let's not look around with that anymore. Like you don't have time to waste in certain places on certain people. And like, yeah. And I think it just moves better for me because it's like, that's what I'm, I think that's what, in the sense of like, I really want to be like good at the things that I want to be good at. And I also understand like all the energy and intentionality and like just like focus that I need for Hannah Hannah and its growth and also actual growth too. And like learning and being like a good person. And like, I really care about partnership and like children, like for real, like I really want to, I love tradition and family. Like I love my family and I just don't want to have no nigga be in my family.
Listen, you know, right? And, like, and people will make you feel crazy for like really being intentional about this. They'll be like, oh, you're being too picky. Oh, you're getting old. Oh, who do you think you are?
I wish I could write a book called like When I Tell a Nigga I'm Celibate and then give all the all the remarks. It's always fun because you just be knowing how sometimes when Jesus will talk to you, like part of them is like.
Wait, how long has it been?
Girl, oh my God, I know, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's like a year and like 8 months. This is so
crazy. It's about to be 2 years. And how many crazy reactions? What's the craziest reaction you've gotten, if you don't mind me asking, for when you told the nigga you was celibate?
It's not even like crazy. It's just like, yo, this is so funny that I'm talking about this. You're a really great host because I feel so comfortable. Great job.
Thank you.
So. I guess like it's not crazy reaction. It's just that I know what these dudes are thinking and how they react. Because like you'll get someone that would be like, oh yeah, you know, like same, like I'm really trying to like, you know, keep my stuff together. But then like 2 minutes later, like, hey, but we said we're gonna separate you. I don't think this is a joke. Or I've had the reaction too, where niggas get in their ego and you see how their ego runs because they feel like they were gonna like change it up. And you're like, no, let me switch up on you. Yeah. And you just be like, wait, you just switched up on me real hard, like on some craziness. And I know it and you know it, but you're acting like it's not happening. True story.
Yo. Yo, like, wow.
I'm not hurt.
Just going back to trash. And I think that's the other thing too. People will know they're trash. And it's just like, they'll really try to convince you that they're not, like, you just cannot see. Like, maybe you're just blind. And you just can't see.
And that's the best part, though, is that because you're also have this, like, for me, like, I'm just, like, really not hurt because I'm, like, this is more than you. Like, this has nothing to do with me. Like,
exactly.
At all. Like, I'm just telling you right now at this moment, the Holy Trinity does not agree. So, blah, bam. Sorry.
Yo, that is, that's, like, a life lesson hack. All right, so, okay, so now tips on beauty. You know, you are, shea butter is life. right? It just is. What other beauty tips do you have for us?
Well, one tip is to learn about your skin and do research and everything I say and just giving the information that I know, but you should do your own research always. Like I feel like that's like a big tip. I feel like people are just like sometimes just like looking for you to just give them all the things and that's it without doing their thing. And it's like all of us have different skins. Even if it's like I say my skin is sensitive and you say your skin is sensitive, it's a different sensitivity. But I love jojoba oil. I like speak on jojoba
See,
oil.
See, I hate jojoba oil.
Which exactly what I'm saying, like, yeah.
And my friend is like, girl, you need this. And I went to Trader Joe and I got it and I'm like, no, I don't need this. And we had a conversation. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Was it all jojoba oil? Because check with those, sometimes they mix them too.
So I would have
One time I bought rose water from Trader Joe's and it had rose water glycerin. Yeah.
So beauty tip, definitely just figure out what works for you, remix it, make it work for yourself.
Yeah. Also like use sunscreen. Shea butter is not sunscreen.
Shea butter is not
sunscreen. Okay. People know that also. Like it's great to use shea butter and it does definitely protects you from the sun, but it does not do
So do you put the shea butter underneath the sunscreen or on top of the sunscreen?
I do when I put on my sunscreen, because my sunscreen that I use is not all natural. I don't like to put all natural things right onto my skin. So I use shea butter first and then put sunscreen on, which again, it's probably still going to dissolve into my skin pores. And I know this, but
it makes you feel better.
It makes me feel better. But I also use a natural sunscreen, which is really nice too. So. Perfect.
Okay. So one more question I have for you. You're always jamming. You know, and I really appreciate your jam sessions. They make me really happy. What are songs, three songs right now that you're just like, yo, this is
on it. Oh my God, wow.
Or what's been in heavy rotation for you? Because everybody wants to be, you know, African right now. Like, we're lit.
Yeah, everybody does want to be African right now, but it's fine. I just want Africans to be African all the time.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Oof, amen.
Girl, right? What a whole thing. Okay, so one song. Okay. What's on my goodness, what I've been on Rose. So I really like Darko Vibes new song, Stay Woke, featuring Stone Boy. Also, I really like Stone Boy. I just like went on a whole entire like just listen to all the stuff and I was like, wow, I have not given this man more appreciation than he needs. It's really
it's
good.
Like an awakening.
Yeah, I was like, wow, he's really good. Like, this is great. He makes really good music. So I've been listening to that. I'm just my workout right now because I feel like I've been getting back into my, since I'm not traveling anymore, I'm listening to music a lot while I'm working out. I'm making shit, which is a lot now. But I really have had on rotation that Drake song with Lil Baby.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yo, that song goes hard.
Yo, first of all, I love it.
When it comes on, I feel like I'm in the hood driving down the street with my top down and my car just bumping up and down.
My favorite part of the song is when he goes, wah, wah, wah.
That is like the best line ever. That should go down in history.
Right? Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, like, this is amazing. Like, wah, wah, wah. I'm a little baby.
Yeah, okay. That is hilarious.
Let's see. Oh, third song. What's the third song? Okay, I have two more. Oh, I like that new Joey B song, Stables. Stop it. It's really cute. A little bop bop.
Right.
The main gang. I really like the song. Also, my brother always sends me his music and I'm like the biggest fan of my brother because I think he's actually makes amazing music. Thank God. So it's like I always think about it, I'm like, if my brother made trash music, oh, this would be so terrible. It would be so hard. But he sent like I was like not on my phone for a while and he was sending me music. Like he was just sending me music. And sometimes I don't look if he's on it. But it's a song with him and this girl, Hoodlum. It's Hoodlum's song. And, like, someone else. But it's called Do That. And it's just, like, a bop. And I love listening to it because my brother's such a storyteller. So you're, like, listening to, like, and it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Talk about the story. And it's cute. It's just, like, a little bop. I'm just all about the bops.
Bops,
you know?
Yeah. All about the bops.
All about the bops. Sometimes it just makes me a little groove. So I'm there for it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Of course.
You're helping me gather my life, and I hope the listeners are able to gather their lives too, because, you know, I'm about to come out and figure out my routine and start sleeping. I'm going to be lit all winter.
Perfect.
But tell the people where they can find you, where they can get some shea butter, where they can watch your dance videos and all that good stuff.
Yes. So all Hannah Hannah is Hannah Hannah Beauty underscore, well, Hannah Hannah underscore beauty Instagram. Our website is www.hannahhannahbeauty.com. We have a Twitter. It's Hannah Hannah Beauty underscore.
And I actually went on the website. You have a lot of different content on the website. Like,
yeah, our website is actually
it's lit.
Super
dope. Yeah.
Yeah, we have our journal, which is our online publication. It has really great stories, storytelling for women globally across the diaspora. Mm-hmm. So we do different interviews. We also have conversations, which is we started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's with men and like having different conversations with men, and it's really great. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Like the guys that we've had on there have been so dope. We had like Josh on there. Josh Kissy, my brother, Nana Be Cool, G Flame, Dez. Like, it's great. We have those really dope people all on our stuff. And yeah, and then you can follow me at Beanie Wama. And Beanie is not my name. My name is Abena. Just so people know. Wama is my last name, though.
People probably say, like, hey, Beanie.
Girl. Yes, and I don't know who they're talking to ever. Because me. But yes, it's Beanie Wama, BeanieWoamah on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm leaving for Ghana at the end of September. So like,
and how can we support in that journey? Like, because what you're doing is incredible, and I think that more, you know, people should get involved. How can we support you?
Did I send you my Cash App? Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you want to tell them your Cash App, like, let them know, because if somebody want to donate, seriously,
honestly, support is like more so I'm like working, I think, support, you know, just watching what's happening, but also, you know, if you know context to investors, just kidding. No, I don't know. Like, I never know how to ask for support for things, but my thing is just like watch and like buy our products, you know, share with people about it. Like, or if you can't buy it, it's fine to like talk, like do your own research, you know, like learn about us. I feel like once you hear the story, you'll know how you want to support and how you can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I might like do like utilize IGTV while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. Cause I want to see what's going on over there.
I know. I was like, maybe I'll like do a little mini couch series or something. We'll see.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. You are just a human, and I appreciate you.
You for allowing me to speak my truth on here. I appreciate it. I was like really personal. I'm like, wow.
Thank you. This is a toilet, you know, we flush our ish out, you know, we're trying to be raw and shit. So, you know, if you got your shit, like, that's what you're supposed to do. And I think you pulled up, you did your thing. So we appreciate you.
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect. Good luck. Have fun in Ghana. I'll be watching, commenting, and jamming with you on Instagram.
Perfect.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.